Sundays, do it all again. Race him in the sand, buck him in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddle Brock Rider, and you're watching the Peppert Stewart Show.
All right, you're watching it. It's Corona time everywhere. We're locked up. We got our mask on. We're trying to stay free of Corona. Not the virus, but the beer. What is going on? You're wondering what everybody's up to, locked in their houses. Most of you are locked in your house, not going anywhere. Just go outside, do something. Go outside. You'll be all right. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff's happened since we've last visited. So if you haven't been on pepperstewart.com or on any of the social media sites, you've missed out on a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff has happened. We got some good interviews coming up for you tonight. We visited with Ryan Weaver. You know, he was the patriotic voice of the PBR. We talked to him back when that deal happened. Caught up with him again, just kind of see what's going on. And I visited with another country music artist, Colt Barber. He's got a great song out. He's got a lot of good songs out. We've got a good one. Talked to him a little bit about what he's doing, so we're going to talk about that. Maybe a little cattle news, some rodeo stuff, some PBR. If you are not familiar with Warriors and Rodeo, go find Warriors and Rodeo. They've got a podcast out. I was the guest on the last one. Don't go listen to it, though. Don't do that because it's... Don't listen. But anyway, if you want to, you can go to Warriors and Rodeo, find it, listen to it. If you're that bored, then check it out. Yellowstone Season 3 has been announced. It's coming out on Father's Day, June 21st. And if you're you know, a big Yellowstone fan, there's a lot of those out there. There's a lot of groups on Facebook that talk about Yellowstone, and there's memes and fans that just discuss stuff all the time. There is a podcast that popped up called the Dutton Report. It's the unofficial Yellowstone podcast called the Dutton Report. You can find them on Instagram. Talk to those guys, and it's a pretty good deal. They just kind of recap each episode. So if you missed the episode or you watched the episode, you just kind of see if you want to missed anything. You can check them out. Listen to their podcast. I listened to a couple of them. It wasn't too bad. So check them out. The Judd Little Dispersal horse sale has been moved from May to June 13th. They changed the date, so we got that put back out there if you haven't seen it. Man, I don't know what else to tell you. Other than, I want you to check out this video, this music video. This is a great song. Check it out, and then after that, I'll be talking to Colt and see what you think.
Come from a long line of legendary men, sons of the desert and riders on the wind. I got a restless spirit burning deep inside of me. I ain't got much, but I'm free. I've always been one to do it my own way, making my living between the saddle and the stage. I don't owe nobody nothing, everything I got's my own. Some say I'm just a man to the bone. I'm a cowboy, yes I am. I was born to rope and ride. Set of strings from the radio to the rodeo. I'm gonna do my thing. I don't compromise on nothing. What you see is what you get. I may be broken, busted, but they ain't killed me yet. I'm a cowboy, yes I am. I was born to rope and ride. I'm a cowboy.
enjoyed that music video right there. That's a great song. I hope you like it. And speaking of great songs, the man who made that happen is right here on the phone, Mr. Colt Barber. What is going on?
Hey, Pepper, how you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, man, I'm doing great. You know, when you run across some good music, you can't help but find out where it came from.
Well, I appreciate that so much. I wrote that song a few years ago about some of my favorite people in the world, the Cowboys. And I am just honored to be a part of that good bunch of guys.
And it's a great tune. So let's jump into this, and let's tell the folks a little about your background. You want to kind of tell us about your background and how, you know, the country life and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up down in Georgia, farm country, and, you know, peanuts, cotton and corn, soybeans, horses and cows. And it was just a way of life for me that I've lived and loved my whole life and still do to this day. My business, aside from music, is consulting and agriculture. And I raise Black Angus beef, and we raise horses, quarter horses, and we train, and it's just been a way of life, you know, trucks and tractors and dirt and mud and all that good stuff, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Just living the cowboy life, that's it. That's how you do it.
That's what we do.
And with your music, you know, listening to your music, it comes out, you know, it's got the real country feel. It's not the country rap. It's not the bro country. It's the real deal country, and it kind of has like a throwback sound to it. So what influences do you have that kind of brought you to your music?
Well, you know, I was all about Waylon Jennings, and Keith Whitley was a big influence in my life. Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, all of those guys, Vern Gosden, even up into the guy, you know, Joe Diffie and some of those guys, they were all huge influences. And then I had the Southern rock side, you know, with Leonard Skinner and all those guys. It was just a big mix of who I was. And I always, you know, run true with that real diehard country. And I think that a country song, you know, usually is a story song. It has a melody. And that's what we do. And even with the country music changing in today's world, we just keep doing what we do, and people are loving it. We're so excited about, you know, what's happening and how many people are really jumping on board, and we're really excited about that.
And it's good, you know, it's good to come back to down stuff. Like, you know, like you say, those guys, you know, Keith Whitley, you know, my dad played for years. He was part of Crystal Gayle's band at one time, and so a lot of that old stuff is kind of what I grew up listening to. And matter of fact, I was watching some videos earlier, when you threw out a Keith Whitley cover, and I was like, oh man.
If you come to our shows, you'll definitely hear several Keith Whitley songs, Waylon Jennings, Vern Gosden, Don Williams, Merle Haggard. I mean, all of those great guys that just made country music what it is. You'll definitely hear those in our set for sure.
And with guys like that, you know, whenever those guys, when you hear those guys, even on the radio, you know, if they come up on the radio at times, when you hear those guys, you know it. When you hear the sound, you know who you're listening to. I mean, with that
Absolutely.
Sound, you know exactly who's on the radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, to me, is what makes an artist, you know, truly an artist. A lot of today's stuff, it all sounds the same. And, you know, that works for some people, but for me, I like to know, I like to hear, and when I hear who I like, I crank it up and turn it up, and I like everybody sounding different. I like to hear all the different textures and the different sounds, and I think that's, you know, that's really important, and I feel like a lot of today's music has lost some of that, and that's why I hold true to, you know, what I consider the real country music.
And that's kind of what happened, you know, when I stumbled across, you know, your song Cowboy. You know, I was on the TikTok like everybody is now, going through stuff, and finding music, and I heard that you know, that hook, and I was like, wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Out there. And I was like, man, this is what it's about. So I mean, that,
well, our shows are, you know, they're jam-packed full of country music, real traditional country music. And you know, this year we are doing the American Cowboy Showdown, which is an event that is going to be amazing. We're doing a Rustock Rodeo, followed by me and the band in concert, and we're excited about that. You know, good rodeo action. People always love that, and then followed by a big concert. So we're lumping it all into one big thing. We're hitting the road, and you're going to hear some great country music, some rodeo music, It's gonna be an awesome time.
Who are some of the folks that you've had the opportunity to play with or share the stage with, you know, so far in your career?
There's a lot. You know, Travis Tritt, Tracy Lawrence, Lori Morgan, Sammy Kershaw. I mean, I could go on and on. I've been blessed, you know, one way or the other, some of the festivals and the fairs and to be on stage with all of those great singers. And every time I get to go on stage and share the stage with some of those, I'm truly blessed, and I'm very thankful for that opportunity. You know, it's something that I love, just real excited for everything that's coming up in the future and getting to hit the stage with some of those others as well.
Now, with everything that's going on, you know, right now you've got, you know, Corona time going on and shows are being canceled and stuff's being set back and everybody's at home. And so kind of what have you been doing in this, I guess, downtime as far as performance-wise to, you know, keep up with the fans and what's going on?
The whole virus thing, man, that's just really – it's really hurt the entertainment industry. Within a matter of 3 weeks, we had over 60 shows canceled this year, and that was really tough. We've got some we're still doing and looking forward to those. We got some bucking horses that we're conditioning and, you know, the cows and training horses and – driving tractors and you know, we're spraying and fertilizing right now and for this time of year. So just been staying busy. Some days I don't leave the farm for 3, 4, 5, 6 days at a time, man. It's a good place to be quarantined if you got to be quarantined. So we've been enjoying that, you know, just God's beautiful creation, and I just really like spending time outside and time with my horses and all, and it's been really good. But yeah, the virus, man, it's really just hurt the entertainment industry, and so we're looking forward to getting back out on the road and getting the shows going that we're doing. If we can, you know, keep everything moving forward, man, it's going to be awesome. We've got our first events coming up in June, and we're real excited about that, you know, expecting a packed house. We're actually going to be shooting some TV footage for a TV show that's going to be coming out soon. And so, man, a lot going on that we're really, really pumped about.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep the fans, you know, eyes on that. And before we get out of here, for the folks that want to find you, look you up, find out where you're at on the internet, where is the best place for them to go to find some Colt Barber music?
So you can go to ColtBarber.com. That's Colt with a K, ColtBarber.com. And then also on the socials, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. The people in the office, they really helped me out with that. And that's Colt with a K on all of that. And then we're on, you know, iTunes and Spotify and all those, you know, digital download places. And I encourage everybody to go and check it out. And we sure appreciate everybody that listens to us and all the fans. I love getting all the comments that we're getting and the interaction. It's really awesome. And, man, we're just looking forward to getting back out on the road. My band, we're itching to play music. That's our favorite thing, is to play live. And it's an action-packed energy show. You know, everybody that sees it, they're like, man, it's like an 8-second ride. And that's what we do. And we're real excited to be getting back out there and getting that done. And we're just grateful to all the folk that, you know, love country music, love keeping it real country. And we're excited to be doing that.
All right, Colt. Well, I mean, that sounds great. We'll let the folks know, keep the fans, you know, in tune with what you're doing and what's going on. And we appreciate you visiting with us and telling us a little about yourself and what you do and sharing your music with us. And we will see you down the road.
Awesome. Pepper, thank you so much. And God bless you and keeping it country. And I hope you and your listeners just have an awesome year.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you guys enjoy that. I changed shirts right quick. Look at that. My other one had Corona. Everybody's stuck at home, so we're talking about that. If you're doing meetings at home, Zoom has popped up. You know, you had Google Hangout and you had Skype and, you know, there's always something new coming out. Or something that's been out nobody knew about, but now you know more. So talking about Zoom. And there is a place here local in Dallas called eQuest. If you've ever checked out eQuest, check them out at eQuest.org. They are a nonprofit. They do a lot of stuff for the community, a lot of stuff for veterans, a lot of stuff for a lot of people. But with this quarantine and shelter in place and all that stuff going on, some of their events have been canceled and things. So they're doing different fundraisers throughout this time. And one of the fundraisers they got that's pretty good is for $50, you can reserve a horse or a donkey to photobomb your Zoom call. So if you're doing a Zoom and you want to liven it up a little bit, you can just get reach out to them at equest.org and check out their horses, check out their donkeys, and you can schedule a time Monday through Friday during the day to have one of those join your call. And it's live video, just like your live video. You're watching, you know, you're watching the horse, you know, walk around or eat or the donkey play or whatever, and you know, just kind of lighten up a little bit because everybody's been stuck at home. A lot of people are getting stir crazy, wanting to do something and get outside and see something besides themselves, and you know, that's kind of a neat little deal. So check it out, equest.org, and have an actual donkey on your Zoom call. I'm sure you got plenty of donkeys on that call, but have an actual donkey on your Zoom call. Try that one. Speaking of quarantine, or quarantine, as they say, quarantine, a lot of folks been locked up watching TV. And the internet, everybody's internet's been slow because everybody's on it. Netflix it's been the Netflix streaming time to shine. So if you haven't been watching Farm and Ranch TV, which is free, Farm and Ranch TV is free. You can stream them 24/7. There's lots of shows. You can find this one on there. I don't really recommend it, but it's on there. And there's a lot of stuff you can be watching. So I'm going to run down some stuff that I've been watching. Just see what you've been watching. See if you've been watching what I've been watching. Of course, everybody's seen Tiger King, I'm pretty sure. If you haven't, you know what it is. You've heard about it. The Tiger King, I mean, that Netflix dropped that at the perfect time because everybody's stuck at home, wants something to do, and bam, Tiger King. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's entertaining. It will entertain you. And it was so entertaining, we did a podcast, a Tiger King podcast, because everybody wanted to do something about it. So we threw out a live call-in number we had. I think we ended up with quite a few folks that called in to talk, and that's what everybody was doing, just talking about the show, because everybody's seen it all, and they want to talk about it. Now, that was pretty good. It's out there on the podcast. You can search Pepper Stewart Podcast, find the Tiger King nonsense, and listen to that rambling. But I watched House of Cards. I finished House of Cards. The problem is, when I watch these shows on Netflix, I don't see what it's about. I don't look into it too much. I don't look to see how many seasons there are. I just start watching it. There was a lot of seasons. House of Cards had a lot. There was 70-something episodes. So over the time I watched it. House of Cards is pretty good because if you're really curious, especially what's going on right now with all the stuff in the government, you know, the way the government stuff's working, and you want to get an idea how that really, really works, go watch House of Cards and see what really takes place up there, because it pretty much mirrors today's politics. So if you want to know how things work, check that out. I watched that. I just knocked out the second season of Dead to Me. I don't know if you've seen that or not. That's a pretty good series to watch. Waco came out. Watched Waco. You know, I remember when all that happened, I didn't realize it lasted as long as it did. So that was pretty good to pretty good to see. I watched You. Not Me, You. I didn't watch Me, I watched You. That was okay. That was all right. I'm late to a lot of these. Some of these things I don't feel like watching until I watch everything else. I'm like, I want to see what it is. And if you have a guilty pleasure show that you watch on Netflix, that you watch it, but you don't want to tell people you watch it, but you watched it. And so I finally knocked out the last season of Working Moms. I don't know if you've seen Working Moms, if you've seen that, because I'd watched Good Girls on Netflix. I'd watched Good Girls. That was a pretty good show. And I seen Working Moms pop up. And so I'm like, huh, what is this? Maybe this is kind of like Good Girls. So I turned it on. And within the first 2 minutes of the show, I was like, wait, what's going on here? What is this? What are they doing? They're in a, what's going on? And after that, I was like, huh, that's kind of interesting. And I watched it. So it's kind of a guilty pleasure show to watch. You don't want to tell people you watch it, but you watched it. So if you know what I'm talking about, go find this first season of Working Moms. And about 2 minutes in, you're going to be like, what just happened? What are y'all doing? Put those away. And I just started Reckoning. Reckoning is another series I just started. I'm halfway into that. So I've been watching those, along with a lot of other stuff that I've watched, you know, before this shelter-in-place quarantine stuff. You know, I know it affects a lot of folks different than others. I mean, like for us, we're out in the middle of nowhere pretty much. So, you know, we're outside, we're doing stuff, we have a lot of things to do. So for the folks that are stuck in town, in an actual town, say you're in a downtown city, you're stuck in an apartment, you're stuck in this, I get it. I mean, it's like being in prison. You're just stuck. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. So they've lightened up some things. So just, you know, if things lighten up, take it easy, get out, enjoy yourself. Just be smart about it. I follow the same guidelines that I follow during flu season. When flu season's real bad, I follow the same thing. You know, I keep my hands clean, sanitized. I try not to let people cough on me. you know, and just clean yourself up. Keep your immune system up. It's survival of the fittest. Only the strong survive. Don't be weak. If you're weak, you're going to die. That's the laws of nature. The horse hockey, we talked about horse hockey a while back. I went out there. That's another thing that's been on hold with all these other sporting events that have been on hold because of Corona time. So I went out to the horse hockey event over in Kauffman. I think you may have seen some clips and things of that on my social media sites and things. But just to refresh your memory, I talked to Robin about, you know, a little bit about it, just kind of fill you guys in a little bit about it. So check this out. All right, we're still here at the Texas Arena League. I've got Robin here. He's going to tell us a little bit more about how the horse hockey, the arena polo works, and just tell us more about it.
So if anybody's seen the outdoor game, that's a little more like tennis, and arena polo is a little more like racquetball because you got all these bounces off. There's a lot more contact, a lot more dirt, sweat, all that stuff. It's a great sport when you got just a couple of horses. That outdoor requires a little more horses. Texas Arena League here, thing that's great about it is people are traveling from all over. There's teams coming from Midland, there's teams coming from Austin, Oklahoma, everywhere. They asked us, they're like, can we still play in Texas Arena League and if we're from Oklahoma? And I said, yeah, sure. We'll welcome them all. So we're playing this weekend here in Legends in North Texas. We finished a couple weekends ago down south of Austin. We'll go to Midland in March, and then we'll finish up down south of Austin, and then we'll have our final awards from the points all added up, and the winning team gets their belt buckles. And then we've got other kind of awards like best playing pony and sportsmanship and high point individual and all kinds of good stuff. So we got lots of great prizes.
Okay. Now is everybody one level? Do you have different divisions, or how does that work?
Okay. So we got different divisions. So polo has a handicap, and your handicap from -1 to 10, 10 being the best in the world. And currently we do not have a 10 goal arena player. So that's how far away that is. And -1 means you're either new to the sport, you're a good rider that's new to the sport, or you're also a weak rider. So those are the newer players. So what we've got going on is Friday night we had our C flight, which is we allow 1-0, everybody else is -1. So all these people are new to the sport, beginner players. One gal, it was her second time to play an umpired game, was last night's game. Today we're playing the 0-3. And tomorrow we play the 3-6. So we've got, and then we also have a 6-9 that doesn't necessarily happen at every location. But we got four different levels going on here, and a lot of people play at least two of the levels. So some people play on Saturday and change up the team and play on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And as far as the horsepower here, what is the ideal horse to play this?
To play this is it's probably a little quarter horse or an appendix horse, something that's real handy and quick. Got some quick movements and got some explosive, because they'll get that ball moved and then they'll need a little explosion. And also another horse that can, we push the other horses out of the way, which is fun. You know, it's like bulldogging, but you don't have to jump off. So we actually use our horses to push the other horse out of the way. So a horse that's really bold and a horse that's really quick and handy is the horse you want for here.
Okay. All right. And we've got some footage of that we're going to show you too, to check that out. So if anybody's interested in this or want to look it up, find more about it, where's the best place for them to go?
So we're on Texas Arena League is on all the social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then we're also at TexasArenaLeague.com, has all the locations, has a place to find tickets and more information and email and all that good stuff. But
okay. All right, and that's it. We're here out in Kauffman checking out what's going on here, the horse hockey, arena polo. Check it out, and it's fun watching. That was fun. That was fun watching. They did, I think I may have posted the studio before. I think I put them out there. They stuck me on one of the horses. I tried it out. It just felt, to me, it just felt weird. You know, I was on the little saddle, you know, English saddle, and had the helmet and the stick. And, of course, I'm left-handed, and left-handed is illegal. You got to play right-handed. But it was still fun. It was neat to check out. And to watch that is real fun. So if you ever get the chance to go watch one of those going down live, do it, because you will like it. Cattle news. What's going on in the cow stuff? Not a whole lot. Prices, everybody's wondering what's going on with the beef packers, the packing plants, and is the government going to save them? Or, you know, everybody's all up in arms about trying to get something done with the beef, and nobody knows. You know, a lot, you know, if you've watched this show plenty of times, you know, we've had a lot of stories come out about stuff the government's going to do that hasn't done. So don't get too excited just yet. Wait till it happens. When it happens, then you can be excited. So that's kind of what's going on. And what a lot of people need to realize or to understand is if you're wanting beef and you don't raise your own beef and you live in town, you live in a city, you live in a suburb, reach out to local ranchers. Reach out to local farms, local ranches. A lot of times they will sell you beef from their place. I mean, I do it. I sell beef from my place that I either haul to someone else's place or I haul directly to a meat processing plant. And you can buy fresh beef just like that directly from the farm. You cut out the middleman. It saves you a ton of money. And if you think, well, you know, that's too much beef. One calf is going to be too much. Well, you can buy a half calf. You can buy it in the quarters. You can get two or three neighbors and y'all go together and split it, you know, and divide up between you. But there is no beef shortage. Don't be fooled by the beef shortage. There is no shortage of beef. It's just the shortage of the supply, the way the supply chain is designed right now while all this is going on. But if you cut that out, go buy directly from your local producers, you'll save some money and it'll taste a whole lot better. It tastes a whole lot better fresh than it does the stuff that you get from the grocery store, because the stuff in the grocery store, they got a spray. You know, they put that spray on it to make it stay pink while it's out there in the display cases. Well, they don't do that in a packing plant. It gets frozen, and you buy it that way. So go do that. Buy some beef from a local producer. You know, quit going to the local grocery shop for your meat. Come on. You're better than that. So the prices, that's it. The headlines, that's it. Rodeos have been canceled all over the place, as everything else has. You know, rodeos have been canceled. Nothing's been going on. The PRCA has been doing some virtual rodeo stuff, trying to do that. They're hoping by this summer or sometime they'll get some events going. But the deal is, what people have to understand about rodeo events, and this is kind of what I talked about on the WAR podcast that I was a guest on, was the fact that these events take money to put on. You got prize money, you got stock money, you got entry fee money that comes from the contestants, but you've got a lot of money involved. When you have an event with no fans, you have no revenue coming in from the fans. A lot of that money from the fans, gate prices, ticket prices, all that goes to, you know, to help put the event on and produce the event. When you don't have that, it's really tough to have an event, and that's kind of what's going on right now. The only association that's really stepped up and put on a couple events without fans has been the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders. They've put on a couple of events, and it just this past weekend, you had, I think we've got a highlight clip of this, of Jose LeMay is dominating 2020 right now. And the last event they had in Oklahoma, they've had him back-to-back in Oklahoma. And, you know, he's got a good grip on the number one spot, being the only one to go 3-for-3 at the last event. So, I mean, he's out there dominating, putting it on for the PBR. And the PBR released a statement today. I guess it was today or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Or maybe it's today. That, you know, the PBR is one of the first sporting events, pretty much sporting events. I mean, everybody's wondering about sports. You know, yes, PBR bull riding is listed as a sport. Google it. So it's one of the major sports to put on events without fans. And they've done it. April 25th and 26th, they had the Unleash the Beast event at the Lazy E in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And they just had one that was the 9th and 10th that they had up there with no fans, events with no fans. You know, they're still scheduled to host another event in Oklahoma before they move up to Vegas. You know, without fans, they're doing it. You know, why not? You know, you got something to do. You need something to watch. Watch the bull ride and watch the PBR. Now, July, they're talking about bringing fans back. So by the time the July events hit, they're talking about, you know, bringing fans back. Now, will any other major sports be doing that? I don't know. Will they bring fans back? I don't know. But the PBR is trying to do it. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what they do and see how that goes. But we've got something else. We've got another guy that I talked to, Ryan Weaver. Ryan Weaver was the patriotic voice of the PBR. We talked to him back in 2017, I believe, when the PBR signed him. He was the first artist signed to the label, you know, affiliated with the PBR, with the IMG. And so we talked to him about that. Since then, he's done a lot of things in between. And so I thought, you know what, everything's going on, quarantine, people sitting down, not doing much. Let's reach out and see what's going on. So I talked to Ryan, said, hey, what are you up to? What's going on? What have you been doing? He said, I've been doing this, that, and the other. I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you tell me all about that, and then we'll let you tell everyone about that. So check this out. Here's a little clip with me and Ryan Weaver.
All right, right here on the Pepper Stewart Show, we've got a lot of stuff going on tonight, all the time, every time. And we've got a special guest right here. We're going to talk to Ryan Weaver. And those of you that have followed the show for years, you were here when the announcement was made with the PBR that Ryan Weaver was the patriotic voice of the PBR. And that was a couple of years ago. So we're going to go back, touch on that, and kind of see what's going on from there. And with that, Ryan, are you with us?
I am. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great, man. It's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And especially here in America, you know, whether you're masked up or locked up, a lot of stuff's going on. You know, the last time we talked was back when you burst onto the scene as the patriotic voice of the PBR. So kind of tell us what that was like.
Well, it was a pretty awesome experience. I mean, I went from regional shows and having a couple music videos out on national television and internationally. But at the World Finals in 2017, I replaced Steven Tyler as the headliner on their Saturday night. Sold out arena there in Las Vegas was pretty amazing. Got to learn a whole lot about the PBR in a real short period of time. But, you know, going into 2018, we started off in Madison Square Garden, which, as an independent artist without a song on the radio, performing in Madison Square Garden and singing the national anthem twice there. I mean, it was pretty incredible to stand in that arena and know the names that had graced stages there and performed there. But being part of the PBR there was incredible, right down next to Ground Zero. And, you know, it's just an awesome experience to get started off at the beginning of the year there. Throughout the entire year, we did a total of 14 shows in 2018, which at every major arena across the nation, from the East Coast to the West Coast. And it was, I think that the best part about it was getting to learn so much about the sport and, you know, the fans and folks that welcomed me with open arms as the new guy in town that was, you know, performing on, you know, on the at the beginning of the shows. And really loving the message and the patriotism of the PBR was just incredible. And I learned real quick how patriotic the Western sports fans are and really got, you know, involved in the world and learning as much as I possibly could about it.
Well, yeah, well, because, you know, when you go out to PBR, you go out to Bull Ride and you go to events and you really tap into rural America. And it kind of gets lost out there, you know, with everything else going on. People don't really think about that. And so when you tap into that, you really see, you know, where the folks come from, where they're at, and they really embrace, you know, the Western lifestyle, Western sports. And it's such a great, you know, opportunity for you to come in and just see how that goes, you know, you've been embracing all. In doing that, what was something that you didn't think was possible that kind of happened in that?
Well, you know, it's a tough question to answer, really, because based off of my background and where I came from with almost 21 years on active duty, losing my brother in Iraq in 2004, my brother-in-law in Afghanistan in 2013, you know, I'm a firm believer that anything is possible. And it, hard work, dedication, grit, determination, all those different things that are encompassed in hard work, I got to learn that in the Western sports world, especially with the Bull Riders and what they were capable of doing. So it's really hard to say, you know, what I thought before was impossible that could be possible. But there were so many things that I got to experience that when I first started in country music, I said to myself that and said on interviews, not just to myself, but I would have to, you know, reinforce my motivation every single day. But When I was asked, what are your goals in country music? And I always said I wanted to be singing in arenas with people singing my songs. And sold out arenas, well, the PBR gave me an opportunity to do just that, because I would teach every single one of the audiences the chorus to That's What America Means to Me. And they would be singing it back to me on every one of these arena shows. So I got to live that dream on every show. But I will tell you, living that dream on top of being able to see just how many people out there supported our law enforcement, first responders, and military was incredible. I was brought to be on to be the patriotic voice of the professional bull riders because I did have a military background, and I also lost my two brothers, and we were honoring our fallen law enforcement, first responders, and military across the board, you know, at every show that we did, because the you know, professional bull riders are an immense supporter of all of our heroes across the nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Even today, you know, with all stuff going on, you know, what the PBR has done for the fans and for those that follow, and it's just, you know, pure greatness for what they've been able to do. Now, with the, all the venues that you've played before and after, you know, with PBR, of all the venues that you've played, what is a favorite place that you've been to that you're like, man, this is a great place to perform that you really enjoyed?
For the PBR performances, I have to say that one of the most incredible experiences was performing in AT&T Stadium with the largest crowd the professional bull riders ever had, of over 40,000. That was just insane. It was so much bigger than anything else that I had experienced. Obviously, being able to perform at the World Finals was incredible. Madison Square Garden was incredible, to be able to say that I've done those venues, because those venues are known worldwide and those events are known worldwide. I mean, I've been on the Grand Ole Opry stage. I performed there on September 11th in 2015 with Charlie Daniels introducing me to come out on stage. And got to sing a song that I wrote for my brother. So that was a pretty incredible experience. And the Ryman Auditorium stage I've been able to perform on as well. So, I mean, I've had just amazing experiences. And I would say that I'm the example of the American dream. If it can happen, if anybody can do it, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And, you know, the PBR gave me some amazing, amazing experiences. Now, I will say also that I was able to go over to Australia and perform in Australia for the Australian PBR for three shows over there. And the Australians just really knew how to treat Americans well. They love Americans. Their crowd is just incredible. And it'll surprise you to know that at the Australian PBR events, they sing their national anthem. The entire crowd sings their national anthem at the top of their lungs when whoever is singing it sings it. And we're patriotic and we love our red, white, and blue. But to hear a crowd, an arena crowd, to singing their national anthem like that, it really just showed what a kindred spirit both countries have with each other and their pride and patriotism for their heroes.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, because you don't think about those things until it comes about. You know, nobody really would, you know, dives into, you know, America, Australia, and other countries, as far as patriotism is to those countries, until you get out there and you see kind of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Now, right now, a lot of folks, you know, in your shoes, performers, artists, and things, are kind of, you know, not necessarily locked down, but, you know, quarantined, or, you know, whatever the government wants to call it at this time. But, you know, a lot of folks are kind of, you know, out at the house, not able to go and perform shows. So what are you doing right now to kind of pass the time, you know, while all this stuff's going on?
Well, I think one of the important things about being an athlete, like the PBR athletes, Western sports athletes, that there's a parallelism with the entertainment side of it, is being able to market yourself to partner brands, and being able to you know, sell yourself as something that, you know, sponsorships and companies want to be involved in, because you can help them sell their products as well. really what it boils down to is if a bull rider is wearing something on his vest, a sponsor put that there because they felt they were worth the money to put it on their vest or on their shirts or whatever it may be, to be advertisement for the company. Well, as the Patriotic Voice of Professional Bull Riders, I met up with Lane Boots out of Arlington, Texas, and have my own cowboy boot line that's in over 30 stores across the nation, to include the shelves of some of the boot barns across the nation and online anywhere with Boot Barn and multiple other stores. So my cowboy boots are doing well. I also have a partner brand with Nine Line Apparel. Nine Line Apparel is a veteran-owned apparel company that has patriotic clothing. Folks can go to ninelineapparel.com and search my name, search Ryan Weaver, and you'll see that I have several t-shirt designs and ball cap designs with them. And, you know, I have leather and Liberty Home concealment flags for your home protection plan, the lockable concealment flags for your firearms at your house. So I've reached outside of the music realm and thought outside of that music box, because straight up, I mean, everybody knows out there now, streaming music doesn't make an artist any money unless you're streaming billions of streams. And even then, you know, you see the fractions of dollars. And as you said, if you're not out there doing shows, what are you doing to make money, and how are you passing the time, and how are you paying your bills and that kind of thing? So I think that one of the most important aspects of, you know, what I've, the popularity that I wouldn't say fame, because I didn't necessarily haven't gotten famous yet, because I'm still an independent artist and I'm not in the top 40, but marketing myself out to those companies and having partner brands, and the partner brands being successful partner brands that really want you, you know, and appreciate your hustle and appreciate you being able to get their product out there to folks. I've been fortunate that I have those partner brands during this time, because I have some great partners, great companies that I'm working with, and folks are that love patriotic stuff are still buying. So I've been fortunate in that regard. I mean, I do motivational speaking and I do concerts also, because I talk about my background and my story, and I do motivational speaking. So all of my conferences and all of my shows and everything obviously are no longer happening right now, but the partner brands are still being relatively successful. So anybody out there who's thinking about getting into the Western sports world, I think if anybody could watch the mini bull riders out there and how their parents market them to, you know, sponsors and those kind of things, those bull riding is extremely important, because you got to ride your bulls, get paid, or riding your horses or whatever it may be, to get paid your Bronx. But you also can market yourself as a sellable item, to those sponsor companies out there to be able to make additional dollars. Say if you get injured or whatever it may be, your sponsorships are going to still be able to help you pay the bills.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it's all about. You know, every event's a different thing, and you know, ride for ride, you never know what's going to happen. But tell us a little bit about what it's like being part of, you know, Turning Point USA and kind of being a ambassador for them. So kind of tell us what that's about.
I just started with Turning Point USA this year, and unfortunately, most of their events that they have speakers and whatnot come out to have been canceled. But, you know, talking about capitalism and, you know, the freedoms that we have in this great country and our constitutional rights, and being a supporter of our first and second and all the amendments that are out there, you know, all of the amendments that we have in our Constitution, being a supporter of our constitutional rights, is obviously extremely important to me. I fought for those rights as a military service member. And, you know, you can relay a genuine message. You can provide hope and inspiration to a younger generation of folks that are out there, and also inspire others to overcome obstacles and adversities in their lives. And being that part of the Turning Point USA ambassadorship that I've taken on has just been an awesome experience for me.
And that's good for the folks to check out. Now, I did see it on the internet that you hang out with an old guy I know, by the name of Chad. So what can you talk about hanging out with old Chad Prather? How was that?
Oh, Chad Prather's a hoot. He's a great guy. he's probably got one of the nicest, kindest hearts that you can have. He's a true gentleman when it comes to reaching out to folks like me. I mean, I'm not a major artist, and he brought me on his show, which has a massive reach. And then he and I co-wrote a song together called He's Still Your President. which everybody can go out and listen to. And we love that song. It's a comedy parody song about the election and everything that's going on. And essentially, Trump Jr. posted on his Instagram page, and not to get political and stuff like that, but I follow Trump Jr.'s post because he has funny memes and is some great comedy on his page. But he posted a picture of his the president, his dad, with an acoustic guitar and Pelosi behind him, and said, "I got a love song for you. It's called 'He's Still Your President.'" Well, I was like, dude, we got to write a song about that. And if anybody is going to have great political humor and be able to wordsmith it, because he speaks so great, you know, it would be Chad Prather. So we wrote it via emails and text messages and recordings and all that. Cause as soon as I got done with an interview with him, we all started hitting, you know, the lyrics on this song, and then we went down and recorded it shortly thereafter. So I was, you know, we weren't together to be able to write the song, but it turned out to be a pretty funny one.
Yeah, and that's a good for folks to go check out. Now, if anybody's looking for you and want to know where you're at, of course, right now, you know, with the quarantine and all the stuff going on, there's a lot of shows happening. But if folks want to go check you out, subscribe to what you're doing, and catch you in the future, what's the best place to find you at?
WeaverCountry.com is my website. It has all my social media on there. But if anybody wants to go directly to my Facebook page, it's at Ryan Weaver Country. And my Instagram is also at Ryan Weaver Country. If they want to go check out some YouTube videos, it's just Weaver Country if you look it up on YouTube. But all my YouTube videos are there.
All right. Well, we will send the folks that way, have them check you out. And we appreciate you visiting with us and telling the folks about what's going on. You know, last time we talked, it's been a while. So we just want to catch up and see what's going on. And we'll continue our support your way, and we appreciate the time.
Well, I can't thank you enough for having me, just like you had me last time. I truly appreciate your support out there.
Thank you.
All right. Quick change again. I feel like Wonder Woman, changing clothes a lot all day here. Speaking of Wonder Woman, I've got a story. I didn't know if I was going to have time to do it or not today, but I think I'm going to, so I kind of skimmed over it just a bit, but it's pretty interesting. It's part of our Old West News outlaw stuff. You know, we used to do Old West News all the time, stopped doing it. People are like, why'd you stop doing it? Do it again. So that's what we're doing it. Josie Bassett. Do you even know who that is? Have you ever heard of Josie Bassett? She was born in January of 1874. Long time ago. She's passed away by now, in case you're wondering. She's not still alive. She was best known as a female rancher. Back in those days, there wasn't many of those. She was. But she has a story. And her sister, Ann Bassett. So you got Josie and you got Ann. Remember those names. They were best known for their love affairs with the well-known outlaws, particularly Butch Cassidy of the Wild Bunch. Her father was Herb Bassett. They had a couple of kids. They were born from Arkansas. Well, Herb Bassett, her father, was well known to a lot of those famous outlaws of that day because he did a lot of business with them. He supplied them with beef and with fresh horses. And among those outlaws that visited the ranch back when she was young, you had Black Jack Ketchum, Butch Cassidy, Easley Lay, Kid Curry, Will Carver, and Ben Kilpatrick. All right? Those were the notable outlaws that hung around over there. Well, Josie and Ann were apparently lookers back in their time, and they had a wild side. So by 1893, Ann was involved with Butch Cassidy, and Josie was involved with Easley Lay, or Elezy? I don't know how you say that. Elezy? E-L-Z-Y? I don't know how that word comes about. You know, I'm just reading it the first time, just like you. And that was Cassidy's friend. Well, Cassidy went to prison for 18 months in 1894. So while he was in prison, Ann became involved with Ben Kilpatrick. By the time Cassidy was released, Will Carver became involved with Josie, and who ended their relationship when Carver became involved with a female outlaw, Laura Bullion. Then Josie turned around and became involved with Cassidy for a time. And then Cassidy went back to be involved with Ann. complicated relationships of outlaws in that time. So anyway, Josie was one of only five women who were ever allowed into the outlaw hideout called Robber's Roost. That's up in Utah. So fast forward to 1896. A lot of powerful and wealthy cattlemen approached the Bassetts to sell their ranch. The sisters refused. They were not selling. Sorry, Cattlemen's Association, we're not selling our place. So the Cattlemen's Association did what all outlaw cattlemen did in the old days. They hired some cowboys to harass the sisters and stampede their cattle, you know, steal some of their cattle. But here's a problem. These cowboys rarely followed through with these acts of fear and harassment because they were afraid of retribution from who? Outlaws. The outlaws the sisters ran around with. If they're running around with these guys and you think you're going to go over there and harass them? Yeah. Cooler minds prevailed on that deal. All right, fast forward. And Josie lived most of her life on the family's property operating the ranch. She lived outdoors. She liked camping, fishing, hunting. That was her main thing. She got married five times over her life. She divorced four of her husbands. Allegedly ran one of them off with a frying pan. And we're talking about frying pans. Back in the old days, we're talking about cast iron skillets. So think about that. The fifth husband died, reportedly, of alcoholism. But rumors say he may or may not have poisoned him. And she had a couple of sons, Crawford and Herbert. During the Great Depression, she supplied food to others in the area, particularly with beef, supplied with beef. During Prohibition, she made and sold bootleg whiskey and was never arrested. After Prohibition, she continued to make her own brand of whiskey until she was finally warned that revenue agents were looking for her steel and threatened to break it up. Fast forward to 1945. 1945, you remember, she was born in 1874. Now we're in 1945. She fell victim to a land scheme, lost most of her land. So then she lived the rest of her life frugal in her cabin, supporting herself up into her 80s. And then in 1963, she fell off a horse and it broke her hip. And she died a few months later at the age of 90. So she's out riding her horse at nearly 90 years old. So check that out. Josie Bassett, look it up. Do a little Googling on that. Check it out. You know, just kind of see. Everybody wants to know about history. Everybody wants to know how we came to be what we became and where everything came from. And before I dive off into too much history, let me drop this tidbit on you because most of you haven't listened or watched this far, so you don't even know what I'm about to say. The aliens are coming. They're coming. Be afraid. No, don't be afraid. What I'm saying is, I was having a conversation the other day about alien spaceships and spacecraft. And what I tried to explain to the people was, the aliens aren't coming. There's no aliens that are out there. What it is technology. The technology we have right now with holograms and all this stuff, you know, we're way too technologically advanced than what we should be. I would be just fine going back to the 90s. We had pagers and no internet. I'm fine with that. But what you are seeing, this is my theory, someday it'll be revealed, that these alien spaceships and these aliens you see, it is us in the future. Some point in the future, time travel is going to happen. And what you're seeing now is people from the future are coming back to study the earlier times to see how we did what we did. That's what you're saying. So just think about that. Think about that. Because I've thought enough on it. So what that means is I got to go. I got to get out here on the highways and byways of Texas. Be sure and jump on pepperstewart.com. Check out the links, the social media sites. Go buy some t-shirts. Go buy some hemp flower. What? Yeah, click on that link and order that to your house. CBD, whatever you need, it's there. Look around. See all the stuff.